やっぱりお寿司はネタで決まるよね。
すみません、もう一度お願いします。
お寿司はネタが大切だよ。
ネタって寝ましたということですか？
ネタってお寿司の具材のことだよ。
そういう意味なんですね。わかりました。Welcome to Learn Japanese Pod, the podcast that helps you to speak Japanese more naturally.
Hi, very good. And you, Alex-san?
絶好調です。
おー、いいですね。
相変わらず絶好調です。
Great.
What's new with you, Ami sensei?
私は、It's funny because our last podcast, I think we were talking about, or maybe two episodes ago, we were talking about kaze and, you know, being sick and all that, and trying to stay healthy. And of course, I got sick, but I am now zekkōchō once again.
Oh, wonderful, wonderful. That's good to hear.
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing more important than health.
That's right, Army.
That's absolutely right.
And you, Alex?
Actually, recently I was a bit sick, but I'm getting better now.
Oh,
so
no. お大事に。
ありがとうございます。でも大丈夫ですよ。もうちゃんと薬飲んで、もう病状を抑えたので、多分大丈夫。
よかったです。
死ぬことはないです。
Okay, that's good.
まだまだ okay.
Everyone needs more of your podcasts. So
yes, yes, we still have more. There's more I want to teach. So yeah. But anyway, dear listener, you are listening to the lesson edition of the podcast, where we demonstrate real dialogues and phrases from everyday Japanese conversations to enhance your speaking and listening skills. And of course, Ami Sensei is here to provide pointers and tips and tricks to help you sound more like a native speaker. So, Ami Sensei, what is today's topic?
Okay, so in this podcast, we're going to focus on a crucial skill for mastering Japanese fluency and expanding your vocabulary, which is confirming information. Now, when visiting Japan,It's likely you might mishear what's being said, or you simply don't understand the vocabulary being used. So, whether you're confirming a restaurant reservation or seeking clarity in a conversation, this skill is indispensable for effective communication and deepening your grasp of Japanese. And the good news is, you only need to learn a couple of phrases to be able to confirm information in Japanese. So,Let's check out the dialogue you heard today, and we'll break it down for you. やっぱりお寿司はネタで決まるよね。
すみません。もう一度お願いします。
お寿司はネタが大切だよ。
ネタって寝ましたということですか？
ネタってお寿司の具材のことだよ。
そういう意味なんですね。わかりました。Okay, how much of that did you understand? If you're not quite sure what you heard, don't worry. Ami Sensei and I will break down the conversation so you can confirm what was being said. So, Ami Sensei, what was the first sentence?
The first sentence was, やっぱりお寿司はネタで決まるよね。やっぱりお寿司はネタで決まるよね。Okay, there's that word, やっぱり。Don't we all love this word?
It's a bit like やばい. It has 27 different meanings.
Yeah. You get questions about this word.A lot, Alex?
Oh, yeah, all the time.
And we've talked about it a lot in our podcasts.
We have.
But basically, well, in this context, it's like, well, it has to be or it's gotta be that.
Of course it's...
Or dot, of dot, dot. Course.
Yeah, right, right, right.
Well, of course, o sushi wa sushi is, and note that we have to say o sushi. Neta de, by the neta, and we'll talk about this more in detail later. Neta de kimaru yo ne. So kimaru, to decide. In this context, kimaru yo ne, and we'll explain more of that, or the dialogue itself explains the meaning of this later.
Yeah.
But kimaru in general means be decided or to decide. Yo ne, emphasizing and kind of asking for agreement from the other party. And then the next sentence was, すみません, もう一度お願いします. So, すみません, excuse me, or I'm sorry, もう一度, one more time, お願いします, please. So, oh, sorry, or excuse me, one more time, please.
And I think if you only took one thing away from this podcast, it would be that. すみません.
So ですね.
もう一度お願いします. I'm sorry, could you say that again, please? I use that on a daily basis, literally. So do use it. And then you explained what you meant by that. You gave me further clarification, which was...
Yes, I said, お寿司はネタが大切だよ. So, osushi again. Sushi, wa as for, neta ga, the neta is taisetsu, important, da is. So it's important, and then yo puts emphasis. So the neta is important in sushi.
What? Ami sensei has done is she's clarified the general meaning of the sentence. So what she's clarifying is the verb kimaru. So neta de kimaru yo ne. I'm like, wait, sorry, could you say that again? Oh, what I'm saying is the neta is very important. But I'm still a bit confused. So I try to clarify what I think Ami sensei said, and I said
Neta. で、寝ましたということですか? So, neta is that word we're looking for clarification of. Te. And te we use to mean regarding. So, the word before it is what we're referring to. So, netatte. Regarding neta. Nemashita. Slept. ということですか? Is that what you mean?
So when you say the word neta, are you referring to sleeping or having slept? Because neta sounds a bit like neta, right? Right.
Yes. Slightly different, of course, in pitch.
Right.
But same. Same, neta. Neta de nemashita toyukoto desu ka? But then I responded, neta te osushi no guzai no koto da yo. Okay, so here is my true explanation, the real explanation. So, neta, that's the word we're looking for, neta te. The word neta is referring to osushi no guzai no koto da yo. Osushi no, sushi of, or sushi's, guzai no koto da yo. So guzai is mostly talking about ingredients or the ingredient used for that particular dish. So osushi no guzai is basically saying what was used for that sushi or type of sushi. No koto da yo. It's of that matter. So what do you mean? It's the It's the ingredient or kind of sushi is what neta means.
Just to give you a little side track, a little side explanation here, the fish or the meat or the ingredient that sits on top of the sushi, as we have now discovered, is called neta, and the rice is called shari.
Yes.
And recently, people have been more health conscious and they don't want to eat so many carbs. So recently, kurazushi, which is the local kaiten sushi, rotary sushi near our place, they are now providing what's called hanshari.
Are they?
Yeah. So it's half rice, but with the same topping. So if you're, you know, a bit conscious about your weight and you don't want to stuff yourself with loads of rice, you can ask for hanshari. So it's half the rice, but with the same topping. So there you go. Yeah, so neta is the topping or the main ingredient, and then shari is the rice that goes with it. As opposed to sashimi, which is just the fish without it.
Right.
Sushi without rice, which isn't sushi, it's sashimi, yeah.
It's just the fish, yeah. The slices of fish, yes.
Exactly.
Oh, and then Alex ended with, そういう意味なんですね. わかりました. そういう, that way. 意味, meaning, なんですね. It is, huh? So, oh, it's that sort of meaning. わかりました. I get it.
Yeah, this is a very natural kind of phrase. そういう意味なんですね. So, そういう意味, that kind of 意味, meaning 何です or 何のです. I mean, it's hard to explain, but it's when you're giving an explanation. It's it's because of this. And then 分かりました. I get it. Yeah, there you go. So, that's a really, I think, this is a really useful conversation because when you come to Japan, it's not that you might misunderstand or you might mishear. You will misunderstand. You will not understand a lot of what's being said to you. So
yes.
I highly, highly recommend that you use these super useful phrases to get clarification regarding what the person said to you. And also it's good to show that you're interested, that you're listening, that you're curious, that you want to know what the person is saying. So again, definitely learn these phrases. They're very, very useful.
I agree.
So listen to the dialogue and see if you can understand it with a bit more clarity.
やっぱりお寿司はネタで決まるよね。すみません。
もう一度お願いします。お寿司はネタが大切だよ。ネタってお寿司の具材のことだよ。そういう意味なんですね。わかりました。So, Ami-sensei, why don't we practice some phrases you can use to confirm information? よろしくお願いします。はい。
わかりました. Let's go through some useful basic phrases. So the first phrase is perhaps the easiest and most useful in a wide range of scenarios when visiting Japan, and that is, すみません。もう一度お願いします. I'm sorry. Could you say that again, please?
As you remember from the dialogue, that's one of the first phrases you used. And again, as I said, I use this on a daily basis. What one of the times I use this is when I go to a supermarket, a lot of the staff wear masks and they're behind this plastic curtain. Recently I've been worrying.
Oh, that must be
hard. すごいもごもご言ってるからすごいわかりにくい全然わかんないから. So it's like really hard to hear what they're saying. And when you go to a supermarket, they're asking, would you like a plastic bag? Are you paying by...
They ask so many questions, don't they? Do you have your point, your rewards card?
Exactly. And... do you have your points card? Are you paying by cash or with credit card?
Is it 何一回
一括払い? Are you paying all at once or in installments?
And because they do this 500 times a day, they kind of mumble it. Like I said, they're wearing a mask. They're behind a plastic curtain. Yeah. So literally, I'm
plastic,
plastic curtain, right? So,
never heard anyone call
it that. What would you call it? Just like a plastic barrier or something, right? Yeah.
Like, yeah, this plastic wall.
Yeah.
Plastic curtain.
Well, this is kind of welcome to post-pandemic Japan.
Right. But still, I never heard anyone call it a plastic curtain. That was funny.
This is yes. British English, the weirdest English you could possibly learn, right?
So you have to say もう一度お願いします
a lot. So you know, it's like, are you paying with cash or credit card? Is it just a one-time payment? Are you using your point card? Would you like a plastic bag or would you like a paper bag? I'm like, wait, slow down. What? What was that Batman movie where the villain has a mask on and you can't hear what he's saying? Bane. That was it. Bane. So the bad guy is called Bane and he's got this mask on his face.
Yes.
And literally the whole movie, he's like.
That's a good impression. Yeah.
If you've ever watched a Charlie Brown anime and you hear the. Yeah, right. It's like a trumpet with a wah-wah mute on it. It's like,
I think it's trombone, but anyway.
Oh, is it a trombone?
I don't know. Who knows?
I would just like to say Amy has a degree in music. So, actually,
yeah.
we both do, so I should know that.
You do too.
I do too. Anyway, just to get back on track, もう一度お願いします。
はい。
Very useful.
もう一度行きます。
もう一度行きます。Hi, so tell us another phrase, Ami-sensei, if you would.
Oh, another phrase you can use to clarify what's being said is simply something wa nan desu ka? Which means, what is so-and-so? Or what does da-da-da mean? So, for example, niko wa nan desu ka? What is a niko?
It's a bit textbook and
true.
It's not wrong. It's maybe a little bit, you know, kind of textbook.
But probably
Japanese.
Easy to understand.
But I think I think it's the easiest phrase to say, and it's the easiest to be understood.
Yeah.
If you know what I mean.
That's why we picked this word. So.
It's worth knowing that just like if you're in a pickle and you really don't understand what's being said. So nanchara nanchara something something wa nan desu ka? What is something? Yeah. Good.
Mm-hmm. Eki wa nan desu ka, you know.
Yeah.
Station. What's a eki?
Sure.
But if you want to sound a little more natural, you might want to say something de do you imi desu ka? Which means what does so and so mean? So
which is the one we heard in the dialogue, right?
Yes. Yes. ネタってどういう意味ですか? So 猫ってどういう意味ですか? What does 猫 mean? Or 犬ってどういう意味ですか? What does 犬 mean? これってどういう意味ですか? What does this mean?
I think that sounds a lot more natural. I think that's what a native... I mean, it's not that you wouldn't say something something wa nan desu ka, but something something te doyu imi desu ka is more natural, yeah.
Yes. And that is what I would teach my Japanese learning students too.
Big shout out to Ami-sensei students.
Big shout out!
Yo, what's up?
Hey, students.
よろしくお願いします。
いつもありがとうございます。Now, this next phrase was in the dialogue you heard today and is a little more advanced. And that is, something で something どういうことですか? So, that means something like, when you say A, do you mean B? So, for example, Yozakura te yoru ni miru sakura toyu koto desu ka? So, when you say yozakura, yozakura って夜に見る sakura ということですか? Do you mean the sakura you see at night? Yozakura って夜に見る sakura ということですか?
Yeah, so yeah, when you say yozakura, are you talking about the sakura you see at night?
Yes.
Yeah, right.
And 絶好調で元気ということですか? Oh, is that why Alex mentioned that word earlier? Ooh.
Do you see how sneaky I am when I teach languages?
I saw how sneaky you were.
You saw it coming. You see what you saw what I did.
I was like, oh, yes. So, 絶好調で does in great shape mean you are well? 元気ということですか?
So that's a really useful phrase to get further clarification on what someone said. When you say this, are you referring to this? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's used all the time.
Mm-hmm.
So just to summarize, when you don't understand what's being said, simply just say, すみません。もう一度お願いします。Then, when you want to clarify, you can say, something ってどういう意味ですか? And if you want further clarification, you can say, A って B どういうことですか?
Right.
And then, once you understand everything, you can either say, なるほど、I see, or わかりました。I understand. I get it.
Great. So, again, my advice is when you come to Japan or maybe you take a Japanese lesson with a Japanese teacher, you're talking to your Japanese friends, please get used to the feeling of not understanding everything.
そうですね。
You know, I think as learners, we understandably, I want to understand everything.
Yeah.
Or maybe if you're reading something, right?
Mm-hmm.
Essentially, when we're exposing ourselves to the language, we understandably want to understand everything. So we have a feeling of mastery. We have a feeling of making progress.
Yeah.
But my dear Japanese kindred learning spirits, it's no, stop it. You're not going to understand everything. You're obviously going to mishear stuff. You're going to misinterpret things, and you may simply just not understand the vocabulary. But this is your opportunity to communicate and clarify.
So this. It's better to ask for clarification than, you know, like get the completely wrong idea or be like half sure and, you know, half guessing.
Yeah, exactly. And I think part of the joy, part of the fun of learning languages is obviously interacting with Japanese people, and not understanding is an opportunity for more communication, if that makes sense. And, I do understand, like, especially for beginners, maybe even you're listening to this podcast or you're watching your favorite anime or TV drama and you feel a bit... You kind of lose motivation because you don't understand everything.
Mm-hmm.
But again, like, that's normal. You're not going to understand everything. And again, when you have the opportunity to interact with a Japanese person, this is actually fun. It's like, wait. What exactly do you mean by this? Or what does this mean? Mm-hmm. And if you only take away one thing from this podcast, it would be すみません、もう一度お願いします. Or maybe... 何々は何ですか? Like, what is that? Or 何々というのはどういう意味ですか? Super, super useful. So get used to not understanding everything. That's my strange, but...
In a good way, yes.
In a good way, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, that's my strange advice. Ami-sensei, let me ask you a couple of questions.
No, you cannot.
Oh, okay. And that's the end of this podcast.
Mata ne.
Mata ne. Whoa. Let's review.
Have questions for me?
I have a question for you. And this is kind of a weird question, but it is on the topic of today's podcast. And that is, when speaking Japanese,
yes,
in what scenarios do you usually need to confirm information?
Usually if there are like big words or like if they're telling me, you know, I don't know. I can think of a bunch of scenarios. But
sure.
Like say when you're being read some rules or something somewhere.
Oh, yeah, right.
Like when you do this, you have to do this. And then when you do that, you have to do this.
Right.
You know, I don't know, rules on a boat or like rules for this kayak or something,
right.
You know, or something I've never done. And they're like explaining and I'm like, I want to be like, sure. So I'm like,
that could be quite useful. That could be quite useful. So for example, if you're coming on holiday to Japan, if you're going on vacation to Japan and maybe you're doing sports or you're or you're doing like a river cruise, or you're doing something quite physical where there are rules on the boat. It's in that scenario, it's super, super important to clarify what's being said to you.
And also, I don't want to die, so I want to make sure that, you know, I'm safe. But
exactly, yeah.
Yeah, or like, I guess, yeah, even like when you're traveling within Japan and you're, say, going on a bus tour or something and you want to check, you know, they always say, okay, please return to the bus by this time, and then 5 minutes later, you know, Ami brain is like, wait, what time did she say we have to be back? Then I go back and I'm like, sumimasen, nanji deshitakke? You know, or, shugojikan wa nanji deshitakke?
Right.
So, like, usually important things that I want to make sure I know or I forget.
Yeah, when you come to Japan on holiday, there's lots of stuff to clarify.
So this and
that. I like that when you're saying my Ami brain forgets what time the thing is. I'm like, well,
it is Ami brain.
All people with ADHD are more than welcome to this podcast. Come.
Ami DHD.
Ami DHD.
That's my brain.
So. Ami deficit attention disorder, right?
So this. Yeah. Right.
Or Alex. Yeah. Or Alex, yeah.
Right. Or Alex, there you go.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, I would agree. As I live in Japan, again, the most common thing I'm confirming is what on earth did the cashier say at the supermarket? Again, sometimes when I'm getting the bus, I'll just confirm where I'm going. Does this bus go to so-and-so?
Yeah.
And then usually at work, I use a lot of Japanese at work when I'm talking to customers or colleagues in Japanese. And I'll say, nanchara, something, toyukoto desu ka? Are you saying so-and-so? Or again, as in the conversation, so uchiawase de meeting toyukoto desu ka? So when you say uchiawase, do you mean meeting? Or actually they usually say meeting okonai.
They do?
Yeah, they say meeting okonaimashou. Let's have a meeting. I'm like, meeting de uchiawase toyukoto desu ka? When you say meeting, are you referring to a uchiawase, which is Japanese for meeting? And they look at me, they look at me and like, yes, that's exactly, why are you even asking? I was like, just clarifying.
That's funny that you asked that.
Ami sensei, if you had to choose the single most, you know, commonly used phrase for confirming something, or in other words, what's the phrase you use the most to confirm something? What would that be?
Me personally?
Yes, ma'am.
I'm not like representing the entire country of Japan.
You are the sole representative of all Japanese people.
What do I say? Maybe, 何々 で 何々 ですか? Like the most simple form. Or でしたっけ that I said earlier. Yeah. Was it? This.
Yeah, actually, we should do another podcast on nani nani ke.
That's a really good.
Yeah, so deshitakke. So, did you just say or were you saying that? Da 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 deshitakke.
Yeah.
Or nan datta ke. What was it again?
It's funny because deshita is very polite.
Mm.
And then ke kind of makes it sound
very casual.
Not so polite. Yeah, right. It's meant to, you know, still kind of barely pass.
As
polite, but yeah. I do use that a lot.
If it makes you feel any better, dear listener, Japanese people tend to mix and match keigo, the most polite level. Uh-huh. With sometimes they mix it with just casual Japanese. So deshita ke.
Yeah, and that's the one I use a lot.
Yeah, that's a good one. No, that's great. Thank you, Ami sensei. Sugoi benkyou ni narimashita.
Yeah.
Well, that's it for this week. Don't forget that for our premium members, we have extra content that continues to focus on ways to confirm information with extra dialogues and some extra examples. And all you need to do is just visit the premium membership link at the top of our website at learnjapanesepod.com. That's learnjapanesepod.com. Also, at the top of our website is the link to our Discord channel where you can come and hang out with other Learn Japanese Pod listeners, practice your Japanese, ask questions, and be part of a very friendly and supportive community. We have some awesome people on the Discord server. So don't be shy. Do come along, say hello. You are more than welcome. Even for crazy people like myself
and Ami,
you have a warm welcome waiting for you. So come along and say hello. And finally, I would say, as I always say, the most effective way to improve your Japanese fluency and understanding is it's all based on how consistently you spend time with the language. And you don't necessarily have to go crazy and practice for hours and hours and hours every day. It's far more effective to consistently turn up on a regular basis and do just a little practice. Do something fun related to, you know, language learning activities, and something that's of interest to you. And if you do it that way, I think you'll probably stick at it longer and you'll definitely improve. So I wish you the best with your Japanese studies. And Ami sensei and I will be back soon with a new podcast. So, Nihongo, ganbatte kudasai. See you soon. Matta ne.
Matta ne.